Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't see any hikes or anything, so.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. Here we go. We got King Saul is going to be chosen as king and installed as king tonight right here on Read the Word. And, here we go. All of the children of Israel, all the kingdom of Israel, it's all come together for this point now so that we can establish the kingdom. He built them as a nation, and now they're going to beg for a king, and we go, we're going to have a kingdom. We got to get going because we got a bunch of reading to do tonight. Let's pray our opening prayer together, like we always pray when we come here. Father, I open my spirit body to be led by you today, that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter number 9. Make sure you got your pen and your pad, paper. Take some good notes, but most of all, open your Bible up and read with us. It's a good read. There was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Becherath, the son of Aphiah, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. Interesting statement. And he had a choice and handsome son whose name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upward, he was taller than any of the people. That's a tall man. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to his son, Saul, please take one of your servants with you and arise and go and look for the donkeys. So he passed through the mountains of Ephraim to the land of Shalisha, but they did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they did not find them. Verse 5, when they had come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, come, let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us. He must have been looking for a long time. And he said to him, look now, there is in this city a man of God. He's an honorable man. All that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go. Wow. Don't you just love Revelation when it just rolls right in the middle of when you read? Then Saul said to his servant, but look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread in our vessel is all gone, and there is no present to bring to the man of God. What do we have? Servant answered Saul again and said, look, I have here at hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us our way. Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, come, let us go to the seer, for he who is now called the prophet was formerly called a seer. Verse 10, then Saul said to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went to the city where the man of God was, and they went up the hill to the city. They met some young women going up to draw water and said to them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, yes, there he is, just ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to this city because there is a sacrifice of the people today on a high place. As soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterward, those who are invited will eat. Now, therefore, go up, for about this time, you will find him. Very interesting how this is all falling together, isn't
yes.
it? 14. So they went up to the city. As they were coming into the city, there was Samuel coming out toward them on his way up to the high place. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear that day before Saul came, saying, tomorrow, about this time, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him commander over my people Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people because their cry has come to me. So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, there he is, the man of whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people. Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, please tell me, where is the seer's house? Samuel answered Saul and said, I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. But as for your donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on you and on all your father's house? I'm sure that was more information than what Saul was expecting to get right then. Verse 21. Saul answered and said, am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family of the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak like this to me? Those are the exact same words that Gideon said. Mm-hmm. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe, and I'm of the smallest family of the tribe of Benjamin. I never saw that before right now today. I love it. Verse 22, Samuel took Saul and his servant, brought them into the hall, had them sit up in the place of honor among those who were invited. There were about 30 persons. And Samuel said to the cook, bring the portion which I gave you, of which I said to you, set it apart. So the cook took up the thigh with its upper part and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, here it is. What was kept back, it was set apart for you to eat. For until this time, it has been kept for you, since I said I invited the people. So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke with Saul on the top of the house. They arose early, and it was about the dawning of the day that Samuel called to Saul on the top of the house, saying, get up, that I may send you on your way. And Saul arose, and both of them went outside, he and Samuel. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, tell the servant to go on ahead of us. And he went on, but you stand here a while, that I may announce to you the word of God. Yes, Roger, we are getting your notifications. Chapter 10, minute 10. Then Samuel took a flask of oil, poured it on his head, and kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? When you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will say to you, 'The donkeys which you went to look for have been found, and now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worrying about you, saying, "What shall I do about my son?" Then you shall go on forward from there, come to the terebinth tree of Tabor. There, three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of butter. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that, you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen when you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a stringed instrument, a tambourine, a flute, a harp before them, and they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man.
Wow.
Pretty detailed, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Verse 7, and let it be when these signs come to you that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. You shall go down before me to Gilgal. Surely I'll come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what to do. That's a powerful statement. Mm-hmm. You got to learn to tarry until God shows you what to do. Verse 9. So it was when he turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. That's right out of Mark chapter 16. These signs will follow them that believe. The Lord was working with him, confirming this word with signs following. That would be 12:45. Wow. Verse 10. When they came here to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. Happened when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, "What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" Then a man from there answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore, it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" When he finished prophesying, he went to the high place. Then Saul's uncle said to him and his servant, "Where did you go?" He said, "To look for the donkeys. When we saw that they were nowhere to be found, we went to Samuel." And Saul's uncle said, "Tell me, please, what Samuel said to you." So Saul said to his uncle, "He told us plainly that the donkeys have been found, but about the matter of the kingdom, he did not tell him what Samuel had said." Verse 17. Then Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah and said to the children of Israel, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all the kingdoms and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God."
Wow.
"Do not do that. Who himself saved you from all your adversaries and your tribulations. And you have said to him, no, set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourself before the Lord by your tribes and by your clans. And when Samuel had called all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. When he caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was chosen. And Saul, the son of Kish, was chosen. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of the Lord further, has the man come here yet? And the Lord answered, there he is, hidden among the equipment. So they ran and brought him from there, and when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward. Samuel said to all the people, do you see him whom the Lord has chosen, that there is no one like him among all the people? So all the people shouted and said, long live the king. And what he said is they wanted to be like the other nations and say, long live the king, rather than have God's leadership. Verse 25, then Samuel explained to the people the behavior of royalty and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. Saul also went home to Gibeah, and valiant men went with him, whose heart God had touched. But some rebels said, how can this man save us? So they despised him and brought him no present, but he held his peace. Now, you got to see this. God told them, don't do it. And they said, we're going to do it. When God says, don't do it, don't do it. It's real deep. But what it always comes down to is our own personal thoughts about how good God's going to be to you. It's called trust. And it doesn't change the fact that no matter what he says to you, do that. And it's going to be very good for you. Here we go. Chapter 11. Then Naash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. All men of Jabesh said to Naash, make a covenant with us and we will serve you. And Naash the Ammonite answered them on this condition, I will make a covenant with you that I may put out all your right eyes and bring reproach on all Israel.
Wow.
People are messed up. The elders of Jabesh said to him, hold off for 7 days. No, 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 and no. So that we may send messengers to all the territory of Israel. And then if there's no one to save us, we will come out to you. So the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and told the news in the hearing of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. Lift up your sword and go chase them.
Yeah.
Verse 5. Now there was Saul coming behind the herd from the field. And Saul said, what troubles the people that they weep? And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. Verse 6. Then the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard this news, and his anger was greatly aroused, like a king's anger should be. So he took a yoke of oxen, cut them in pieces, sent them throughout all the territory of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whoever does not go out with Saul and Samuel to battle, so it shall be done to his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. When he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. Wow, that's a big army. And they said to the messengers who came, thus you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help. Then the messengers came and reported it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore, the men of Jabez said, tomorrow we'll come out to you, and you may do with us whatever seems good to you. So it was on the next day that Saul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch and killed Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it happened that those who survived were scattered, so that no two of them were left together. Then the people said to Samuel, who is he who said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death. But Saul said, not a man shall be put to death this day, for today the Lord accomplished salvation in Israel. Then Samuel said to the people, come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. I love that. So all the people went to Gilgal. There they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Chapter 12, 21-21. Now Samuel said to all Israel, indeed I have heeded your voice in all that you have said to me, and have made a king over you. And now here is the king walking before you, and I am old and gray-haired. And look, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my childhood to this day. This is Samuel's address. Thank you, Roger. Number three, here I am, witness against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Whose donkey have I taken? Whom have I cheated? Whom have I oppressed, or from whose hand have I received any bribe with which to blind my eyes? I will restore it to you. And they said, you have not cheated us or oppressed us, nor have you taken anything from any man's hand. Then he said to them, the Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand. And they answered, he is witness. Then Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord who raised up Moses and Aaron, and who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and your fathers. Here we go. Verse number 8. When Jacob had gone into Egypt and your fathers cried out to the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt, and made them dwell in this place. And when they forgot the Lord their God, he sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, into the hand of the Philistines, into the hand of the king of Moab, and they fought against them. Then they cried out to the Lord and said, we have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord and served the Baals and Ashtaroths. But now deliver us from the hand of our enemies, and we will serve you. Verse 11. And the Lord sent Jerubbabel, Bedan, Jephthah, and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you dwelt in safety. And when you saw Naash, king of the Ammonites, came against you, you said to me, no, but a king shall reign over us, when the Lord your God was your king. 13. Now therefore, here is the king whom you have chosen and whom you have desired. And take note, the Lord has set a king over you. Verse 14. If you fear the Lord and serve him, and obey his voice, and do not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then both you and the king who reigns over you will continue following the Lord your God. However, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you, as it was against your fathers. Now, therefore, stand and see this great thing, which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is today not the wheat harvest? I will call the Lord, and he will send thunder and rain, that you may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking a king for yourselves. So Samuel called to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. Wow. And all the people said to Samuel, pray for your servants to the Lord your God, that we may not die, for we have added to all our sins the evil of asking a king for ourselves. Then Samuel said to the people, do not fear. You have done all this wickedness, yet you do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And do not turn aside, for then you would go after empty things, which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great namesake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. I like that. Mm-hmm. It pleased the Lord to make me his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your kingdom. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, you know, we're getting ready to receive communion elements, so make sure you have some available. And when you think about the depths of that chapter, it's pretty serious. Or those three chapters, four chapters. This thing's right to the wall, guys. These people are living a wide open life, 24/7, 365. And they just are not playing any thinking religious games or military games. I mean, this is a serious thing. And Saul was anointed king. The day will come when Saul will have chosen his own way, and when he could have been the famous king in Israel for doing righteously, he ends up messing that all up in Jesus' mighty name. Well, today's the day when we receive communion. And we're going to encourage you to pray the salvation with us because according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, man ought to examine himself first before he partakes of the communion elements. So pray this prayer of salvation with us. Everybody pray it. No matter how many times you pray it with us. Take 60 seconds to pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are.
And you rose again on the third day.
You again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you.
I receive
my life.
Into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. In Jesus' mighty name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
Spirit.
So
I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Well, welcome to the family of God. Just like that, you're born again. Just like that, you got a perfect relationship with the Father. Just like that, your sins are thrown into the sea as his forgetfulness. Just like that. Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you with his light. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came to live on the inside of you. It's a pretty amazing situation when you think about it. And what an amazing blessing that his word is to all of us in Jesus' name. Well, now, as you pray that prayer of salvation, the Father says to Jesus, adopt him into the family. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. In Jesus' mighty name, we got lots of teachings where we can help you know, understand what it all means. And it's all in video style, just like this. Sitting at a table, sitting at a restaurant, sitting somewhere. But it's all this style, open, where you can learn and grow every single day.
Amen.
Come and join us. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Pray this with me. Jesus, you
were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing broken.
Every
joint supplying.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. And the body of Christ in my community every single day. Let's receive his broken bread together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame, and are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high, and you called it joy. And we thank you for it. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
With you, Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. And all things have become new.
And I thank you for this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of
by
Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
That's all,
has to
and cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or
my
family.
Conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are white.
And I will always be.
And I will
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus, my
in
name.
Jesus. Name.
That's received in bloodshed. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Be to God. Well, if that was your first communion, we're excited about it. Communion services on the website, samueljcottle.com. I encourage you to go there and receive. Some people say, well, you eat eggs and toast or cereal. And some of you have drank the same black cup of coffee since you were 20 years old. Don't tell me something gets old without your choice. But anyways, we welcome you to be a part of that. In Jesus' mighty name, we how to help you walk with God, and we will do that every day that we're here. There'll be timestamps in this video so you can go back into it, see different parts of it, study it, and most of all, share this with your family and friends wherever they are around the world, especially in the nations where they don't have very good word, it doesn't seem. Share this with them and help them get connected. Tell them it's a good thing to use for your family devotional time. And that'll be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Anything else? All right. Well, this is Palm Sunday. If you're going to church, God bless your drive. God bless your suit, your tie, and your pretty dress. And if you're not going to church, make sure you worship the Lord in one way or another. You can always worship with us, establishing your faith. Samuel J. Cottle Community, Samuel J. Cottle on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio channel. And there's lots of ways that you can be connected to us. We can help you walk with God every single day. So, till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves
you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
See you tomorrow morning.